So today we end our monthly theme of generosity by recognizing and lifting up our pastoral care team and our shared ministry here at Star King. The word ministry comes from the Greek, the word diakoneo, meaning to serve. I received my call to the ministry while serving in an AIDS hospice in Boston. I was the legal advocate in a team including nurses, social workers, community activists, and many volunteers. It was there that I learned how to minister as part of a team. After the legal forms were signed and the guardianship papers were filed, there remained the issues of the spirit. Helping someone sort out their feelings and accompanying them on the journey towards forgiving themselves and those who had abandoned them. Bearing witness as a young mother said goodbye to her three daughters. Singing softly to someone who had never had a visitor and was taking his last breath. I learned to measure my own and someone else's life by loving. In his book, Out of the Ordinary, Gordon McKeeman describes ministry as a quality of relationship between and among human beings that beckons forth hidden possibilities. It is inviting people into deeper, more constant, more reverent relationship with the world and with each other. Ministry is carrying forward a long heritage of hope and liberation that has dignified and informed the human venture over many centuries. It is being present with others in their terrors and torments, in their grief and their pain, knowing that those feelings are our feelings too. Ministry is celebrating the triumphs of the human spirit, the miracles of birth and life, the wonders of devotion and sacrifice. It is witnessing to life-enhancing values, speaking the truth to power, standing for human dignity and equity, for compassion and for aspiration. Ministry is believing in life in the presence of death. It is all of these and much, much more. It is present in the wordless and the unspoken, in the ineffable. Whenever there is a meeting that summons us to our better selves, wherever our lostness is found, our fragments united, or our wounds begin healing, there is ministry. Ours is a shared ministry. And shared ministry, says Reverend Jan Carlson, is the practice of a faith community affirming that it takes every single one of us to bring the ministries of a congregation into full bloom. I may be the professional minister who went to seminary, completed hundreds of hours of CPE, clinical pastoral education, was ordained, but I can't do all the work of ministry all by myself. No minister can or try to or should try to. I need you. We need one another to realize the full promise of this faith and of this congregation. Each Sunday, we share our joys and concerns by writing them down on a little pink piece of paper for the whole congregation to hold. Sharing is at the heart of our congregation. Yet sometimes we face particularly difficult times that require more than a candle, more than a pink slip of paper. Sometimes ours is that silent candle at the end. Ours is the silent prayer because to put it into words would be too painful, perhaps even unbearable. This is when our pastoral care team rises to the occasion. We pay attention. They notice who hasn't been coming for a while. They reach out to offer support. The death of a loved one, an unexpected diagnosis, surgery, sudden illness, a painful anniversary, a visible or invisible disability causing chronic pain and limiting our access to social activities, depression, a breakup, loneliness, feeling stuck in a climate of constant injustice and violence, losing a friend, losing a beloved animal companion, being a parent afraid for our children and their future, being a child afraid for our aging parents or spouses. What is your biggest worry? What is weighing heavy in your heart this morning? You don't need to say it, but we hold it. We honor it. We see you. We hear you. We are with you. We need one another. Please know that you are never alone. How many of us have received pastoral care? Pastoral care is at the heart of our community. Our pastoral care team provides confidential, a caring presence to congregants undergoing stressful life challenges. The pastoral care team is an extension of my own pastoral care presence. The team provides one-on-one support through phone or in person. They provide compassionate listening and accompaniment. While they cannot offer professional advice, legal or medical, they do provide meals, transportation to medical appointments, home or hospital visits, grocery shopping, and sometimes they even care for animal companions while someone is convalescing. Pastoral care associates are a means for maintaining a sustained connection between the members of the congregation. They provide us with a structure for responding during difficult times. They provide care that is spiritually meaningful and nourishing. This week, I got a call from the UUA magazine, UU World, and they wanted to interview me about death and dying because I dedicated my senior thesis in seminary to funeral rites and how to bring a multicultural perspective to grieving and mourning because we live in a multicultural world. I spoke about my grandmother. I spoke about being a hospital chaplain, about the blessing and beauty of accompanying someone who is dying. I talked about the importance of reaching out, showing up, asking people what they need, listening, learning to stay away from platitudes, and instead being able to empathize and say, "This is awful. This sucks. I am so sorry. How can I help? You are not alone. I am here for you." This is what our pastoral care team offers. Sometimes it takes the shape of a cup of tea, caring for someone's plants while they're in the hospital, making soup, remembering someone's birthday, encouraging someone to get new eyeglasses, supporting someone during a painful and difficult transition, helping someone forgive themselves. Sometimes pastoral care visits brings the joy of newborn babies and the anxiety of new parenthood, visiting with furry kittens and playful puppies, someone cutting a stem of wisteria in bloom and sending me home with persimmons and lemons or homemade strawberry jam. Recently, I was even blessed with an impromptu concert in someone's living room. They hadn't taken out their violin in a long time, And when I visited them, they said, "Would you stay a little longer?" I said, "Sure." And I saw the case and I said, "Oh, do you play?" She lit up. And she took out her instrument and played Green Sleeves in the middle of March. And it was such a blessing. In these moments, we connect. We get to know each other a little better. We practice this shared ministry, and we strengthen this beloved community. Some of you have asked me, "What do you do with all those pink slips?" Ever since I was called to this community, I've been keeping the pink slips. I have a little altar in my office, and they live there, and I take them out during the week, and I reread them carefully, and I pray over them, and I send people good thoughts, healing energies. And then I bring them back during our pastoral care meeting. We read them again. And then we connect with people who are in need. So this is what happens to the pink slips. It doesn't end on Sunday. It continues. We are called to community. Each and every one of us, to lighten each other's burdens, to offer and receive compassion, to be loved unconditionally, to know that you matter and that it matters that you are here today. This is where we get to practice grace, creating authentic relationships, allowing ourselves to make mistakes, to make amends, bringing our hearts filled with hope and worry, joys and sorrows, because life is messy that way. Here we work together to stay engaged and connect through kindness. Whether we know each other for many decades or have recently started to attend, we are here to help. You need not be a member to receive pastoral care. Please know that. Our hope and our main takeaway from this morning is that you know we are here for you and that you need not go through a difficult time alone. No feeling is trivial. No request for assistance is too much. We need one another. Let's take a moment to recognize and thank our pastoral care associates. Please stand as you're willing and able or raise your hand. Karen Cook. Georgia Groover. Daryl Ray. Selma Nunez Borja. She's taking care of the little ones. Colleen Saya. Diana Dickerson. Al Murdoch. Beverly Powell. Please raise your hand if you have pitched in when support was needed, even if you were not an official member of the Pastoral Care Committee. We thank you. I thank you. I could not do it alone. I'll close with the words of Reverend Dr. Mark Morrison Reed. Alone, our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength is too limited to do all that must be done. Together, our vision widens, and our strength is renewed. Thank you for your service. We are here for you. We see you.
We see you. We see you. Amen. And blessed be.